Welcome to The Best of Ourselves with leadership and life coach Marcia Hyatt.
I'm always amazed at how when I or someone I know makes a clear, wholehearted commitment to something, how things unfold in a way they never would have imagined. And there's quotes that suggest that from wise elders like Henry David Thoreau. Quote, "If one advances confidently in the direction of his dreams and endeavors to live the life which he has imagined, he will meet with a success unexpected in common hours." And I've had that experience where I've committed to something and things have unfolded. I remember when I was going to switch the focus of my career and I got really, really clear that this is what I wanted to do. Out of the blue, dropped in two requests for the new kind of work. I've always wondered about the source of these things, and I'm not going to give you definitive answers. But this week I was reading an article in a magazine called The Optimist, and it was about the work of Dr. Uri Krohn. And what he has been studying is something called subtle energy, something like what the Chinese call qi, or life force, something that's not visible. And what Dr. Krohn and other physicists have said is there's a lot more of this energy in our universe than material matter. Well, let me tell you a little bit about Dr. Krohn's story and how he came to believe in what he believes. He was a traditional physicist in Russia, finishing his PhD, and he heard elsewhere in this academy there were physicists doing paranormal experiments. He got curious. So he went to observe, and he watched them move the needle on a compass. He watched them read text beneath an iron plate. And unlike most of us who would blow that off as just not real, as a scientist, he got curious and has for many decades now studied energy. And what he has come to learn is this, quote, "The most mysterious property of subtle energy is that it interacts with consciousness. The human mind is capable of directing subtle energy and commanding it to do what we want." Doesn't that blow your mind? There were experiments in China in the 80s that he references, where a renowned traditional healer who had a very high success rate practiced projecting qi, life force, into his patients. Now, Chinese scientists asked this doctor to direct his energy towards a radioactive substance which has a steady decay rate. And according to science, that decay rate is constant. Even when exposed to magnetic fields or electrical fields, it is constant. However, in 50 experiments with this Chinese traditional medical healer, they had the doctor project his qi into this radioactive substance, and he could speed up or slow down the decay rate from with a few feet away and 1,200 miles away. This is on the edge for me. This is really interesting to think about this energy, this subtle energy that interacts with our consciousness. It elevates for me the importance of the Jill Bolte Taylor quote, "Take responsibility for the energy you bring." So it's worth being a little more conscious about focusing my energy on what I want to create in the world. What do I want to bring forward? How do I want to show up in this meeting? I mean, we've all had that experience where you've stepped into a meeting and it feels tense, or it feels hostile, or it feels loving and safe and kind. Well, it seems that we may have that capacity to project loving kindness, care, compassion, whatever positive quality you want, into the field around us. And it opens that possibility that if I get really clear with what's mine to do and commit wholeheartedly to that endeavor, who knows what will open up that I hadn't even imagined.
This has been The Best of Ourselves with Marcia Hyatt, a leadership and life coach who runs a personal retreat center in Lutzen.